Good God's Talk Day. Radio.
Good God Day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and still rejoice on purpose and be glad in it no matter what. Because the Lord is good, and his mercy is new every morning. And it is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast.
It's an
honor to my covering Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for Apostle Charles and Pastor Ellis for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcast team. All for the glory and the amen. You can listen to my podcast with God daily on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. And then all you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into our study. Amen. Give you a chance to get your Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to us on this day. We thank you, Lord, for being in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, Lord, for the blood running warm in our veins. We thank you, Lord, for your breath sustaining us, invigorating us. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit working in us, through us, around us, and for us. Everything working together for our good. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. And we, on purpose, focus our minds and ourselves and our feet on you right now. We thank you for being in the midst of us in this moment right now, Father. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, for you are the teacher. You teach us all things and bring us into all truth. We ask you, Father, that you hide us behind your cross so that it is all of you and none of us. And, Father, I ask that you hide me behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of me. Put your words on my tongue and on my lips, Holy Ghost. Speak through my vocal cords and think through my mind the things that you will have me to bring unto the people on today. And we all sing. Amen. Well, today's study is going to be, the Holy Ghost wants us to talk a little bit about wisdom. And I'm going to ask you a food for thought question. What is wisdom? It has been said that wisdom is the application of knowledge. But wisdom is not only the application of knowledge, but it is the application of knowledge at the right time and in the right season for the right reason according to the proper moment designated by the Spirit of God. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 5. And wisdom, it says here, if you need wisdom, it says if any of you is deficient, and I'm reading from the Amplified, you can follow along in your translation. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given unto him. And if you are asking him for this wisdom, verse 6 says, it must be in faith, no hesitating, no doubting. For one who wavers or hesitates and doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. Now, the word wisdom in this particular passage of scripture is the Greek lexical aid 4678. 4, 6, 7, 8. And it is the Greek word sophia, and it means wisdom. And in this particular verse of scripture in James chapter 1, verse 5, it is used in respect to divine things, wisdom, knowledge, insight, deep understanding, represented everywhere as a divine gift, and including the idea of practical application. Sophia stands for divine wisdom, the ability to regulate one's relationship with God. Go over to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, as the scripture says. Therefore, get wisdom. And of course, with all thy getting, get an understanding. That is what it says in Proverbs. If we look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, in the King James Version, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get an understanding. In the beginning of wisdom is get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you have gotten, get understanding or discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Now, there are a lot of scriptures about wisdom, and the Hebrew lexical aid that is referred to in wisdom or for wisdom in this passage of scripture is the Hebrew lexical aid, because we're in the Old Testament. It's the Hebrew lexical aid of 2451, which is chokma, C-H-O-K-M-A-H, and it means wisdom. And it says here, for humans, the beginning of wisdom, it is the beginning of wisdom and the supreme wisdom, the beginning of wisdom and supreme wisdom is to properly fear and reverence God. That is how we get knowledge and wisdom. Because in Proverbs 1, I believe, the prerequisite for knowledge and wisdom is the fear of the Lord. It is the fear, awe, or respect, or love, or adoration, or appreciation, or veneration of the Lord. That is the prerequisite for wisdom. In Hebrews Proverbs chapter 2, I'm sorry, verses 6 through 11 read, for the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it for the righteous, those who are upright in right standing with him. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly and in integrity, that he may guard the paths of the justice. Yes, he preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness, justice, and fair dealing in every area and relation. Yes, you will understand every good path. For skillful and godly wisdom shall enter into your heart, and knowledge. If we read Proverbs chapter 1 and 7 and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, as I stated earlier, the Holy Spirit wanted me to state earlier, in Proverbs chapter 1 and 7, it says, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and principal and choice part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline. If we go over to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning or the chief and choice part of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is insight and understanding. Now, let's look at that word fear. The word fear, killer bursts, is the Hebrew word yirah, Y-I-R-A-H. And it means reverence. The word usually refers to the fear of God and is viewed as a positive quality. This fear acknowledges God's good intentions. It will motivate and delight even the Messiah. This fear is produced by God's word and makes a person receptive to wisdom and knowledge. This fear restrains people from sin and gives confidence and helps rulers and causes judges to act justly. This wisdom results in good sleep, and coupled with humility, this wisdom leads to riches, honor, and life. This fear of the Lord, coupled with humility, leads to riches, honor, and life. It leads to God himself. Having the fear of the Lord is being God conscious all the time. Every thought that we think, we wouldn't be able to think it if God had not created us with the ability to think. Man did not create himself, according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. God created man in his own image and likeness. And everything that is in existence that is good and beneficial to us came from God. Let's go over to James chapter 1 again. But this time, we're going to look at verse 17. We're going to look at verse 17 in James chapter 1. And it says here, let me get to it. It says in James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, rising or setting or shadow cast by his turning as an eclipse. Now, I don't know about you, but I appreciate the written word. And I appreciate so much, and I am so thankful to God for the tools that he has given us to increase in learning. As we study his word, the different types of dictionaries, the different types of concordances, the translations of the Holy Bible that we can compare, because these are tools that we can use to bring us into even more understanding and knowledge of God. And these are natural tools that we use to learn while using the natural tools that he blessed us with. The Holy Spirit, who is supernatural, attaches himself with our natural understanding and opens our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears and guides us into all truth so that we may come into the knowledge of God and God-given revelation. Now, that is the Holy Spirit's job. His job is to guide us into all truth. The process of learning and reaching understanding and revelation of the things of the Spirit begin with the fear, reverence, worship, love, adoration, veneration, appreciation, and thankfulness of the Lord. If one wants to learn about something, they first inquire or ask questions. Then they research the subject, and then they meditate on what they have read. And for those of us who know and have accepted Jesus the Christ as our Lord, Master, and Savior, we run to him first. And we ask the Holy Spirit for revelation through the Word of God. Because he is the Spirit of truth. And he will bring us into all truth. And it is our job, the Holy Ghost wants us to sift through the information that we are given. That's how we guard our heart, because it has to line up with the Word of God. Anything that does not line up itself with the Word of God, we must cast down. If it is not found in the Word of God, we must cast it down. And this comes to me first before it goes to anyone else. We must be careful what we speak, and we must be careful what we read, and we must be careful what we ingest. And we are careful because the Holy Spirit mounts guard over our ear gate, our mind thought gate. We ask him to mount guard over those places. James says that the tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. No man can tame it. Of course, no man can tame it. The Holy Ghost, God, tames the tongue. And it is so important that we run to him and to his word so that we know who he is, his character, what he does, his method of operation. And he will guide us into all truth, leading into wisdom. And the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom in all situations. You know, you get those nudges sometimes on the inside where you say, something's not right. I think I need to leave. No, I need to talk to that person. I think I need to go left instead of going right. That's the Holy Spirit nudging you, especially those of us who have accepted Jesus the Christ as our Lord, Savior, and Master. He speaks to us. He guides and orders our steps. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom leads to God himself. Seeking him. Seeking him. According to John chapter 14, verse 26, the Holy Spirit's job. And Jesus is talking about who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he, the Holy Spirit, will cause you to recall and will remind you of and bring to your remembrance everything that I have told you." That is what the Holy Spirit does in our time of need. When we're going through, the Word of God will come to us to strengthen us, to encourage us. As we encourage one another, we are to encourage one another. And as we seek God's face, we are seeking his way of doing and being, and we are doing this by faith. Because according to Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Let's go over there. Let's go over to Hebrews. And I'm moving kind of quickly because my time is getting away from me. But there's so much to learn and study in the Word of God. And I love to study the Word of God. I love it. Hebrews 11:6, in the Amplified, it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him." Him who ever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists first and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. To seek God is to be hungry, to be thirsty, to be ravenous, to be in wanting, to want to know him, to want to love him, to want to serve him. That's why the worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That fear will keep you. It will keep you from sinning against him. It will keep you in your right path as we work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling before God. And he wants us to seek him. And we seek wisdom. We do all that we know to do by faith naturally. And God puts his super with our natural. And we will walk in big always. As Abba, our Father, says, as Jesus, our Lord and Savior, says, as the Holy Spirit says, the Spirit of wisdom, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Proverbs 8, chapter 8, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. And it reads, I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. At Jeremiah chapter 29, and let's look at verses 11 through 13. Jeremiah 29 and verses 11 through 13. Let me get there. God wants us to be hungry. Wisdom is not just something that God gives. It is him. By wisdom, God established the earth. By wisdom, Scripture says, his wisdom. Let me get to Jeremiah 9, verses 11 through 13, and then we'll wrap it up here for our study session. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13 reads, God says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. God wants us to search for him. As we search for wisdom, we have the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the choice part of knowledge, the choice part of wisdom, the choice part of God himself, the fear and worshipful reverence of him will keep us in all our ways and keep us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time that you have given us to learn a little bit more about you. Lord, we ask for an insatiable hunger. We ask for an insatiable thirst for you. Teach us how to run after you, chase you, crave you, need you, want you as our vital need. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice. Thank you for your blood for the remission of sin. And we thank you for being our Lord, Savior, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless all of you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace always. And as I always say, this is the little one, and I'm sparking food for thought. God bless you. Good God bless you.